We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, do we have any clue as to how much time the homeless are taking up for the police department?
A tremendous amount of time. We have something like 80 officers, one way or another, assigned to assist with homelessness. And as Stan pointed out just before we went on the air, that's bigger than the size of a lot of Bay Area police forces.
I just checked. The city of Alameda has 88 sworn officers. So a force almost that size in San Francisco doing nothing but dealing with issues homelessness.
Right. And in large case, I'm going to be brutally honest here, doing nothing. Or close to nothing. And that's the way it's set up. So, in other words, we have stations that have people assigned to deal with the homeless that can be out walking in the beat. They can be assigned, working with the Department of Public Works, cleaning out a homeless encampment because there's safety issues and you need to have somebody there, keeping an eye on things. But a large time, if you call the cops or they're summoned into a homeless situation, that's the quality of life crime. Somebody acting out, but not necessarily a danger to themselves or others, or going to the bathroom, or openly using drugs, a lot of times they will show up and they will sort of just be there until a social worker or a health worker comes in because they're not there to arrest people.
If you're dealing with somebody who's mentally ill that has the potential to be dangerous, though, don't you need a police officer there in that case?
Well, that's a judgment call. And Susan, I can tell you, I could walk down Market Street, you know, on any given afternoon and come across 10 people that are obviously mentally ill and one step away from question about whether they're a danger to themselves. I mean, they're passed out or they're acting erratically or going into stores and screaming or exposing themselves. All of this is going on. But when the cops come, I've seen them too. You see the cops come and then the paramedics come and then maybe a health person come. The fact is that we don't have a system for if somebody is behaving in a quote-unquote inappropriately, that doesn't fall into any categories anymore. So the police commission's right. Get a health person out there because it doesn't fall into the criminal world.
Except this isn't, I mean, you know, here in the real world, if you dial 911.
The real world?
The one that we live in.
Right. If you dial 911. Because that's not necessarily the same one that these commissions and these plans are dealing with.
Well,
right?
You said it. And the point is, you expect something to be done now. If you're running a business or you're walking your kid down the street or you feel threatened as a citizen, you call for help, and then what happens?
Well, that's what happens is they will try to get to you, but a lot of times you have to call and call again. I mean, I talk to station captains all the time. They're inundated by people calling them saying, hey, look, I got to help. I got somebody in front of my home. They're shooting up heroin and they're in the doorway of the apartment building. Can you do something? Can you do something? Now, eventually the cops have to politically send somebody out there to take a look at it because it's like you're not responding. So, but once you get out there, there's not much you can really do under the rules that are set by the city and the state. So you are sending, it's like sending a police officer to a fire without a hose. I mean, what are you doing? They're going to stand around until the fire department shows up. The problem is when the fire department shows up, and this is what the businesses are complaining about, the health department doesn't do anything because unless the person wants help, there's nothing they're going to do either. So everybody winds up standing around all afternoon trying to deal with one or two people, and that's what's going on.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!